And I called this number and I asked the lady, are you doing ayahuasca? And she said, no. I said, right now we're doing the Todd medicine. And she said, it's a medicine that kind of have the same effect of the ayahuasca, except it's in 30 minutes only. An hour later, I said, okay, I'm in. How much it is?
Okay, Nadia, you okay?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So now,
that's your turn.
Let's talk about what happened to me. So when I sit down, I cross my legs, sit down on the floor in front of the shaman. Since I speak Spanish, he was speaking Spanish, so it was easier for us to communicate. Ask him some question about him. How did you get into this? How did you learn about this?
I love how Nadia goes somewhere and she Q&A the shaman before she gets into it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So let me get your resume real quick. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's curiosity again. It's curiosity. I need to know. And I need to know if it's, yeah, if he has good credential, I could actually.
I mean, that's fair.
And the story, tell me how he got into this. And I was like, okay, I like this. I like the story. So I sit down and they give you a prayer to read. And it's a prayer of forgiveness, actually, which I thought quite interesting. And I was like, please God, forgive me. I forgive people, I forgive myself. There were a lot of forgiveness and
I think they kind of want you to get into that with a good vibe, good spirit, you know what
yes.
I'm saying? Like, I think
like
you got to come in and don't hold any grudges, like just go there with a good spirit, with a good
because
mind. So maybe that's why they do all those phrases.
Yeah, and it is a very spiritual experience. At least for me, it was amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Amazing, see?
The drug, you know the drug that I told you.
You tried,
know,
so you smoke it.
Yeah, you smoke it, put it in a pipe, and you have
smoking
to smoke it.
Pipe.
You have to hold your breath for, I think, 3 or 5
seconds.
Do you
seconds. Even know how to smoke?
No, I told him. I mean, I smoke hookah from time to time, but I'm not a smoker.
Okay.
But there, and the smell is very, it's very special. It's not like it doesn't smell like tobacco or anything like that.
Was it a good smell? Or?
It is strange. It's just strange. Okay. I couldn't say it's good or bad. It's just it's strange. And so I smoke it and I hold it and in it took this. 1, 2, 3.
And you were gone.
Yes. The first things I felt was my vibration. All of a sudden it's like you step in
and
in the spiritual world. This is very interesting.
Okay.
Because, and it can be very
okay, can
scary
you,
as well.
What do you see?
I wasn't really seeing things around me. I was seeing me from different angle kind of because
okay.
I was vibrating very very fast like this.
You were shaking?
No, I'm not shaking. Like, I don't think physically I'm shaking. Maybe I was, I don't know. We didn't record it. I wish I had. Yes
oh,
I wish
man.
I had. But I feel my energy. I feel myself as being energy, not a material,
not a physical
being
thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Not an organic being, like just my energy. I see several layers of my energy and different colors, a lot of color purple. I think the color of the soul is purple because I keep seeing that in the different experience I had. I see my soul as being purple.
Okay.
So
purple.
Here we go. Maybe mine, but I think it's everybody. I don't know, but I see a lot of purple. But at that moment, I see different layers and it's like different colors, 4 layers. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, wow, those Buddhists, they are so on point about this, right? Because a lot of time when they show you, not that the chakra have, I didn't see my chakra of a different color. I saw kind of my energy or my soul, I don't know how to call it, with several layers with different shade. But I'm vibrating. And then I saw visual, like a geometrical visual. You know?
Okay.
I'm getting out of it after 30 minutes. But for me, I just remember seeing some type of visual.
Visuals. It's like I just saw signs. Like,
yes. So
you want to go back into it?
No, I didn't ask for it. But when I'm coming out of it, I look at the shaman. And the shaman take a little bit with you. And they say, like, they took microdoses. For him to have access to that spiritual realm,
mm-hmm.
without being so deep like you are, but to be able to see where you at, like he can observe you.
Okay.
I guess. So that's how I would explain it. And he's looking at me and he said, you okay? I say, yeah. My head was just like, oh, I didn't come for this.
Najat was like, that was BS.
Well, but for me, if you know, to see a trip and things, that's not my things. I don't care about this. Yeah. You know, some people, they took drugs because they see fancy, crazy, fancy things. And
she was like, I didn't want to get high. I was trying to, you know, find myself.
Yes, I'm not trying to get high. I want a spiritual experience. So for me, I just thought, okay, that didn't work, right? I felt something a little bit strange, but I didn't thought.
You didn't really get the experience that you wanted.
Yes, exactly. Then you say, he looked at me and he say, do you want to do it again? And, you know, the assistant told me he never does that.
Maybe he felt that you didn't get the full
exactly.
experience.
No, he told me after. So I look at him, I said, do you think I should? And he said, no, your soul, no. And I looked at him and said, oh, yeah, then let's
let me do
again.
It again.
Right. So sit down again.
Smoke again. Go back at
and
it.
Again, you know, it's the same thing. This is
one,
very interesting.
Two, three.
And again, I feel myself vibrating. I see those layers. But this time, I started to vibrate so fast, so fast. You feel your soul being extracted from your body. You know, those people, when they talk about having a near-death experience and they go through a tunnel, that's what I saw. My soul is extracted from my body and I'm shooting right there in this tunnel. And I'm seeing geometrical things, but it looks like Inca, from stuff from the Inca, the Mayans, the Egyptian. I'm seeing all this sign. Strangely enough, I kind of understood it was the language that my soul was able to understand, but my human brain can't. It's like it's guiding your soul. And also, I started feeling the deeper I was going, there were level of places, and those level to access it, I was shedding my ego. You know, it's very hard to explain something that there is no words that exist.
To describe.
Yes, it doesn't exist. That realm where I was, I'm trying the best I can to explain you, but it's hard because there is no words to describe it.
I feel like it was more like when you say there is many layers, it's more like you have to go through like step one. Let that go.
Yes.
Step two.
Yes, exactly.
Let that go.
Yes.
Step three. So, and I guess if you were fighting, you couldn't progress into the ultimate last level of whatever that
exactly.
thing is.
Exactly. And it's strange because you will think, I don't know where I'm going. My soul knows where it's going. You have also this feeling of familiarity. Like, strangely enough, when you step out in the spiritual world, you're like, ah, I'm home. Ah,
like I
remember
that,
now.
Like, I know that place.
Yes, like, oh. Oh, I'm back now. Now I remember now. The best way I can explain it is that we are like an onion. And onions have several layers.
And you just have to let the layers off.
Yes. In the center, it's your soul. The layers are your ego. And all experience you have in life built that ego. When I'm going through this, it's like I have to let go of those layers. And I was noticing that the first things was, for example, what I thought of who I was physically. After you let go the physical, there were also a mental construction that were made from you being a human.
Yeah.
What I thought about my character, you know, who I thought I was. Everything I thought I was, I had to let it go.
So it's almost like they want you to humble you so much that it's almost like you're nothing.
Yes, and I came to that. You know, the more you're going, the deeper you go into who you really, really think you are, like deep down the core. And also the most important things for you. You know, the physical was easy to let go. There's things that were just easy, like, okay, I let that go, I let that go, I let that go. But then we're getting to the things that your soul is attached to, associates
the most.
That's
more difficult
to
kind of
yes,
let go. Yeah.
Because you really identify as this. One other thing was my religion. And I didn't know. What,
I was about to say this Mickey? One again.
Sorry, that's my dog. I don't know what's wrong with that. Maybe she wants to go down? You want to go down? I'm not a practicing. What? Should I not say this? Miki, qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Okay, I'm going to let you down. But then I said, don't. Oh. You know, I'm not a practicing Muslim, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's the religion you're raised with, you know. So
yes, and here also something very important that I notice that when you're born, you are the purest essence of your soul. And the first thing that's given to you, your name, and second in my case was my religion. And then everything that I experienced as a baby and until you grow as who you are today, right? And it's almost the process make you go reversal because I think the first thing you attach the most to is those first things that you received. And so I didn't think that my religion was so important.
It is important because you know what? Even if it's something that we don't practice, for me, like, I'm not baptized or anything like that, but
you associate for me, it with it. It's your identity.
I don't see even myself going to any other church or using another name for God or whatever. Like, it's you know, it's part of ourselves. So to let that go, it's like, I would never convert for any of the other religion, for
but
example.
But I could convert. I could convert. Could? Remember, we talked about this, like, okay. I almost convert into Judaism. Remember, we talked about this.
Yeah.
So, no, for me, God is God. I know that's something that I could do and I can still do if I wanted to, especially after that experience, because what they were telling me, and I say they, because I had a feeling they were...
talking to you.
Oh, yes, they were they were talking to me, but you don't see them. I say them because it's hard for me to say if it was one, several. I had the feeling they were... like a being or guide that were there with you. And it's interesting because when they tell me, okay, let's go, let's get rid of your
religion,
you know, and I'm like, no, what? And I said, oh, no, God is going to be mad at me. You almost like physically feel a push, like, let it go. There's
like, girl,
no religion.
Forward, like, that's it.
Because they say, there's no religion where you are. And I just thought, oh, yeah. God is not Muslim or Jewish. He's not. Mm. He gives you that to follow some type of rules, right? Gives you religion. But God is God, is everything, right? I mean,
true.
We follow
him.
Yes, we follow him, but he does not follow itself.
Yeah.
So he's not a Muslim God or a Jewish God. It's God, right?
So she was like, okay, maybe I can let that go then.
Well, here's the thing. For me, I understood also that this was part of my story, my human story. Mm-hmm. I was born into this. And then also I saw it as a gift, not as a something bad. Don't think that because they told me to let that go, that means, oh, there is no religion.
Oh, no.
Religion is there for something. No matter in what you're born, it's very, very important. So let me first finish what happened to me and then I will go with the lesson I learned from it.
Yeah.
I let that go. Finally let that go. I was like, okay, I got it. And then the last thing was my name, which again, this is first things
that was given to you,
to me at birth. And you don't understand how painful
like,
is this process.
My name, what you talking about? Let my name go. Like,
no, it's not just your name.
It's who you are.
It's your identity, because your soul, without your human history, the human background, is just a soul. You cannot take it apart from God or from everything else. So you attach to this that allow you to have life.
So it's like you went from like step, and I feel like every step that you were, it's like you were something, and you came back to that point to be
nothing.
Almost nothing.
Nothing. I was nothing.
You were nothing.
Right? I was nothing. And it brought me to that.
Did you feel good when you let it go?
Like, it's death. You feel death.
You feel
mourning. There is a
sadness,
especially
and,
after the experience. When I let myself go, I was just a soul. I had no, I was not inside of my body, and I couldn't associate with that persona, Nadia. Nadia was gone. Nadia was dead. And I let her die. My soul let her die. It's like, okay, I have to let go of this body and this story. I have to let go. In that moment,
finito.
To have access to this higher spiritual level, you have to do that. To me, I understood it. My soul understood it. When you go back to the source, you have to let go. I realized that I said free time, but I am nothing. I am nothing. I am nothing. At that moment, it's such a humbling experience. Once I finally humbled myself and accepted that I was nothing, it's almost like, boom. I got out of this tunnel. It can sound crazy, but I was in the universe, in the middle of the universe, and I could see stars, and I just thought, I was kind of disappointed. This is heavens,
yeah,
you know?
Like, that's it? Like,
well,
I let
because you just think there's nothing in there.
With the stars and
it's
stuff.
It's boring.
Like, I could have kept my name for that one.
No, but it's a little bit scary at first because you're just like looking like, where am I? What is this? And I don't know if it's the guide, it's something talking to you, explaining your thing. They're like, you're looking and, or you understand it. Maybe it's the, your higher self. I can't explain, but I understood, wow. Oh, this is the source. This is God.
The beginning.
God is not like a, you know, I think I always thought of God like a Santa Claus kind of, you know, and actually as a masculine energy.
Non, mais pas Santa quand même.
No, but when you look at Abraham, Jesus, they all have long beard. They all look like Santa Claus.
You imagine God with a beard.
I don't know. And like, I also always thought it was a maybe more of a masculine energy. But it, no, what you see is the most powerful, intelligent things that your mind cannot even grasp. That energy is the life forces into everything. Everything is of God. And there is energy in everything. We are particle of God. Mm-hmm. So we carry a little bit of God within
us. He created us. Yeah. What happened when you kind of like, I'm going to say that, woke up from the...
Well, I didn't wake up yet when this happened. But there is a moment in my experience where I cannot recall properly what happened. From the shaman perspective was that I was sit down. Remember I told you I was sit down? I was kind of sit down with my legs across, like when you're doing meditation. They told me I made some type of dance like this, you know, with my hands. You say, you were so beautiful. You used your hand and did like a dance like this. I learned later on there's actually an Indian dance quite similar. And it's called the Rejoicing with the Universe. So I forgot the name.
With yourself.
I was I think that was the moment where I was rejoicing with the universe. And then they say to me, you started talking, but you talked a different language. I'm like, what do you mean? So I thought right away, I said, oh, I was speaking French. I'm like, no, that's not French. We're Spanish. We know how French sounds like. I look at them and say, what are you talking about? But she say, we could not understand the language you used. Then the shaman told me, you know, Nadia, when you do this type of experience, sometimes you access the spiritual realm and you're speaking the language of that spiritual realm. So I was like, okay, which was strange. So third part and last part. When they saw I was a little bit agitated, actually the shaman did something to call back my spirit. And I opened my eyes, I was back into myself. The assistant told me, it's okay, you're still under the experience, just lay down.
Tranquille.
So they put me down. And there, that was actually, I think for me, the most hardest part. Because
you have to kind of, I'm not going to say come out, but you know, you got to almost come back to reality.
Not back to reality. I was still into this realm, except it just took me somewhere else. And like I said, there, because again, I feel like there's some guide. And I started feeling almost all the pain and suffering that I had through my life. All of it. Somewhere.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it was because I think that was the pain that I didn't let go. But you have no idea how horrible it was, because they showed me something that happened when I was a little girl. And I saw that and I remember feeling like, oh my God, this is horrible. And I felt all the pain, all the suffering. But then they showed me something. And to me, I felt this was, out of everything that happened, this was the most important lesson. If there is something that you need to remember from that story, remember this. They showed me myself as a little girl, and I used to pray to God to help me. Please, God, help me. Why is doing this to me? Why is like that? Please, God, help me. Begging. And I think there is a moment in my life where I stopped praying because I thought, didn't happen.
Really do nothing for me.
Yes, exactly. And they told me, we hear all your prayers. All your prayers are heard, all of them. And they showed it to me. And I was just like, you know, I forgot I used to do that. I just forgot. And I was looking at it like, wow. I was like, oh yeah, I remember now. Yeah, I remember I used to do this. And to me, it's almost like maybe sometime God's going to take his time. There's a plan behind everything that happened in your life. There's a plan behind. And they showed me also that the decision I've made in my life were not because, for example, the fact that I went to Mexico, the fact that I live here, it's not because I thought me, my ego is like, oh, it's because you're adventurous, you're curious. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's what. No, it's because I didn't feel safety inside of my family.
Okay.
And so for me, being far away was
a good way to get away
from that environment. And through that experience, I understood the decision I made in my life. But not only that, for example, also in my relationship, I used to always say to guy, and I still say it because that's for me the most important things, is for me, I need to feel safe. You know, and especially if I sleep next to you, I need to have this feeling of being safe. And I think it's, again, it's, that's why I like men that are more mature than me, because they can provide me with this feeling of being safe and protected. And that's all you understand. So many things about yourself. You know, you see, I wanted to know, why am I the way I am?
And you got your answers.
Yes. Some of them, not all of them, but it was intense. And after you do the experience, it took a while to accept and process what happened. I remember after it, I started to waken up at this moment. And I remember I was crying. I was still crying because now all those memories emerge and they are there now. So now I have to deal with it. You really, really have to be grounded to do this type of experiences because you really deal with a lot of things. Last but not least, some people might watch this and think like, oh my God, I want to do this. Not everybody has the same experience, unfortunately.
And I will say also, being a person who have my own like spiritual ways, I think also when you go to, and now you know how I always tell you, like, you know, when you mess with spirits or whatever, you have to be in a right mind of space, because if you're not, and you have like, I'm gonna use the word weak, or if you have some type of weakness, that's how they basically, for me, that's how they're gonna get you.
Well, yes, and maybe, but I also think that maybe the thing you see during your experience is relevant to, like, to your personal situation. Like, for example, so I had a friend once, I told her my experience. She wanted to do it. And I told her, I said, do you believe in God? Because once you do this, you will feel your spirit. So if you have any doubt in your mind that there is no God, there is no soul, you're going to be shocked. And she told me that she didn't believe in God. And I said, but when you do this, you're going to feel it. I did tell her, well, I will feel probably more comfortable if maybe you go to church and you pray God for guidance before you do it, because it's very challenging and you will have no doubt of the spiritual realm once you do it. She didn't want to wait. So 2 or 3 days later, she's there. And I thought, oh my God, it's like this little voice that tells you, go there, right? Go there with her. She didn't ask me to come, but I was just like, well, it's your first. And I knew she's probably going to be shaken up. I was shaken up the first time I did it. So I just thought, you know what? I'm going to go there and I will pray while she's doing her thing. So I will pray God that she has a good experience. Oh boy, what I didn't do. She had a terrible experience. She saw some type of creature, like evilish creature, that wanted to actually get her soul. And she started stripping, like taking us. Clothes off, and she's like, you're not gonna get my soul, you're not gonna get my soul. I believe in Jesus. No, I believe in Jesus. And I was just looking at the shaman like, what the hell's going on? You know, I've never heard anybody having something like this. And she was like pushing and biting the shaman, and I had to go in to help the shaman because she will have like beat the out of her. I swear he looks like an exorcist. I got scared. I end up leaving this session crying because I thought that me talking about this, I give her the worst advice.
She's
for
a grown
her.
Person. Like, she
no, she was.
It,
and
so
she was like 10 years older than me as well, or even maybe more.
So you make
more.
Your own decision.
No, she did, but because I was the. I triggered it. I triggered her curiosity, and she, I was like, oh my God, she's going to remember that for the rest of her life. One thing she did, though, she went right back to church right after having this experience. She went to church. And I said,
like, let me just go pray.
I don't know if it's she got scared and that's why she was acting this way. I don't know. I don't know. I can't explain. But she said, Nadia, I haven't set a foot in a church in 25 years. But after this happened, the first things I wanted to do was to go to church and pray. Like, well, maybe that's why you had this then. If you're not ready for this, don't do it. Don't do it. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Oh. Think about it very well. Think
yes.
About it.
Yeah,
think
because about she, I think she rushed into it. And maybe if she hasn't rushed and she had some type of spirituality before, she would not have been so scared of what happened. And it was terrible. I felt terrible. After that, I was very careful.
Don't feel bad. She's a grown person.
No, and, no.
Know, everybody makes their own decision.
Yeah, but no, of course, but still.
At least we learned a little bit more about DMT and
yes,
one experience out of, I'm sure, 1 million, 2 million.
And it's very powerful. And I believe also that it's kind of become trendy somehow, because I remember reading an article that people like, oh my God, all the people wants to do it.
A lot of people were just like, oh, I'm going to period to do it. I probably can tell you 10 people who were talking to me about doing
DMT,
that. So,
yes,
and
yeah.
DMT and finding their better selves and understanding the meaning of things. So I will say it's a good experience because it came out positive for you.
But yeah, make your research also about it. There's so many people that talk about their experience online.
Oh, no, yeah, there's a bunch of, like I said, video on YouTube.
Yes, generally, you would probably hear the people that had good experience and maybe the people that didn't will not talk about it. So my advice would be
it's
make sure.
It's probably better to hear the good experience.
No, of course it's good, but I think, no, you should know what
the good
are
and the
risks.
Bad. I mean, you
got to,
yes. I will say good experience is good, but expect to also have some bad ones.
So you have to know where you're getting into. You have to be ready for both things, yeah. I think. And then maybe when you accept that it could be a bad experience and you're ready still to go, even though you know that, then maybe you are ready. Yeah. But if you're not ready to go through that, what this girl went through.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. I will say just your soul will know and you
Take
will know
time.
When you're ready for it. But I do believe also having some type of spirituality before doing something like that, it's important.
All right.
Important.
Well, thank you for sharing your DMT.
You are welcome.
Stay tuned. We'll come back with other, you know.
Yes, yes.
Other great topic and personal experience.
But I hope you
like
liked
that.
It. And if you have any questions.
Oh, and you know what? If you did DMT, put it in the comments.
Yes. And if you have any question about the experience, if you did it, if you know somebody that did it, and yes, please tell us your experience, put it in the comments.
And don't forget to subscribe.
Yes. And also, what I really would like to know is, like, from experience, what are the lessons that you got and what impact it had in your life? And maybe sometime if you would like to participate, we could do maybe a podcast with several people that did it. And
Absolutely.
What was the experience? Actually, Iboga, if somebody has done Iboga, that's the hardest things to find information on. There's not that many
because
things.
Because Iboga, you only do it in one country, I think, in Gabon.
No, I think you do it in this other country as well. I think it originates from Gabon, but I think...
I mean, from what I understand, there were people that talk about Iboga, they were just like, no, Gabon
they do it in
the,
Gabon,
I mean, if you did it, drop a comment.
Yes, I would love to know about it. Do not forget to like, do not forget to subscribe. And on that note, we will see you soon in about 2 weeks. All right. Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.